This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, music from two of the greatest and most influential alternative rock bands, one of whom is gearing up to release their next album. Another has just announced a bunch of New Zealand live dates. First though, a look at Magic Shop. Welcome to episode 246 of A Sonic Youth. Opening up was Magic Shop with Blow Up. That shop spelt with an extra P and E on the end. More on the band soon, but here's another track. The name's a not so subtle nod to one of the great psych rock songs, the 13th Floor Elevator's manic masterpiece Slip Inside This House. There's a strong sonic influence too. Here's Magic Shop and Trip Inside This House.
Thank you.
You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Magic Shop with Trip Inside This House. Magic Shop, led by Josiah Webb, formed in the early 2000s in Boston. They're an underrated group on the shoegaze side of the wider neo-psych genre. They bring Velvet Underground Drone and the extreme volume of a band like My Bloody Valentine, but also instill their music with a dose of indie rock sharpness, adding a catchy element to the noise. In 2010, they released their really impressive debut EP, Reverb. That's where you'll find the next two Magic Shop tracks on this week's show. Other tracks I've played come from their 2012 EP and the 2016 full-length Wonderland. They now have six full albums, supported by a strong list of EPs, the latest coming in 2025. There's also a really sharp-sounding live record, which closes with a great extended version of Trip Inside This House. I'd recommend checking out the Paddy Hurst EP, and the 2022 album Mono Lake is the next step. The opening track on that album is a definite highlight. Here's another highlight from the Magic Shop catalogue. This is Something's Wrong. Sonic Youth, and that was Magic Shop's Something Wrong. Next up, the exciting news that alt-rock legends Dinosaur Jr. are releasing a new studio album. Their previous effort was Sweep It Into Space, released over 5 years ago. Their new album, coming out in late August, is named There Near. The first pre-release single came out last week. It's called Several Got Away, and it carries the expected upbeat, poppier sound of post-Reformation Dinosaur Jr. Which, as they're one of my favourite bands of all time, I certainly dig. Here's Several Got Away.
Got away. Oh,
Dinosaur Jr. and their newly released single Several Got Away. Next up, another of the great loud guitar-based old rock bands, Seattle's Mudhoney, are one of the most influential bands of all time in old rock. Although they eschew the moniker, they are the godfathers of grunge, having a particular influence on Kurt Cobain and the sound of Nirvana, themselves a band with immeasurable influence. The history of Mudhoney can be traced back to Seattle hardcore band Mr. Epp and the Calculations. That's where Mudhoney frontman Mark Arm first met guitarist Steve Turner. Following that early band, Arm and Turner formed Green River in 1984. That band's 1985 debut, Come On Down, is often considered the first ever grunge record. From the ashes of Green River came Mudhoney, formed on New Year's Day in 1988. Later that same year, they released the seminal Super Fuzz Big Muff, the defining early grunge release. In the same period also came the defining grunge song, Touch Me, I'm Sick, which, along with its B-side, Sweet Young Thing and Sweet No More, are two of the nastiest songs ever put to the grooves. Following the release of their debut self-titled album and the attention they received while touring Europe with Sonic Youth, Mudhoney started the recording process of their sophomore effort with the intention of signing to a major label. Ultimately, they released it on Sub Pop in 1991, and altogether, it was a toned-down album. Well, relatively toned down. It's still plenty loud and punky, but not quite the same lewd, lascivious filth of their earlier releases. Here's an example, one of Mudhoney's most famous songs, and a veritable pop song compared to the late 80s releases. This is Good Enough.
I like the rhythm of the first
You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Good Enough from Mudhoney. There are two reasons why I'm playing tracks from Mudhoney's 1991 album, Every Good Boy Deserves Fudge, this week. The first is that it celebrates its 35th release anniversary this month. The second is that Mudhoney recently announced a number of New Zealand gigs in late October. I'm seeing them in Raglan, my first time seeing a band I've loved since my age was still in single figures. If you want a taste of live Mudhoney before then, look no further than the badass KEXP performance on the roof of Seattle's Space Needle. Here's another highlight from Every Good Boy Deserves Fudge. Let It Slide. Mudhoney with Let It Slide. Roll on back to episode 85 of this show for one focused entirely on Mudhoney, including my favourite early tracks. Finally this week, another taste of Magic Shop. From that same 2010 debut EP Reverb, this track, Dead Poplar, has a more conventional neo-side bassline and jangle. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.